May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It's a great pleasure to be able to say a few words this morning on this wonderful occasion of the newest member of Christ's Church joining the Christian family throughout the year. So if you are here to support him, we welcome you most warmly. It's a delight that in this service we have this chance to be reminded what sainthood is all about as we see God's newest saint being welcomed through the liturgy of baptism. It's something that doesn't happen very often in this service at St. Peter's, but it's something which we need to be reminded of every so often, because this is how we all begin on our Christian journey. St. Paul contrasts two spiritual realms, that of our physical being, which he calls the realm of Adam, and that of our spiritual being, which he calls the realm of Christ. The mortal world is limited. It ages and it passes, as we all must. But our spiritual nature is part of God's eternity. And so Paul says that whereas in Adam all die, in Christ all will be made alive. And baptism is the act through which we are born into this spiritual life, a profound and beautiful way of asserting the spiritual nature which God has given to us, a participation, if you like, in the heavenly banquet of God's blessing, life beyond this place of tears, of loss, of pain, life in abundance, life in the eternity of God's love. This is what St. Paul means when he speaks often about us being in Christ. And it's in baptism that we are sealed and placed in him, so that as he has shared our mortality, this physical life, so we may share his life forever. And so in the letter to the Colossians, St. Paul says, he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. Our first two readings today point us towards the Jewish and Christian hope of an eternity with God. But our gospel reading speaks not of life in heaven after death, but new life here on earth. Jesus wept over the death of his friend Lazarus, and Lazarus was then raised to physical life again, to remind us, perhaps, that the spiritual life which God gives us in Christ is not something which we have to wait for. It is something which begins now. We live it day by day in the reality of our ordinary lives, in our families, in our work, with our children, in our street, in our city, in our world, with its tears and its needs, its joys and its opportunities to experience the beauty of all that God has given to us. In the New Testament, all those who believe and are baptized are called saints, holy ones. We are not considered holy because of anything that we have done, but because of who we are in Christ Jesus. God alone is holy, and by our faith and by our baptism, we are granted to share in the light of that holiness, a holiness which can shine through us as we learn from him and we follow him more and more. There are many people who the church has designated holy ones or saints in a special way, but each one of us is called to live a life of God's holiness, not a fake holiness of piety, but a real world holiness, a holiness in which we value ourselves as God's handcrafted vessels and God's chosen people, a holiness where we put the needs of others before those wants, the selfish wants, which can so easily choke the spiritual life God has given to us. A holiness based on compassion, even in the midst of difficulty. I think if I had to sum up what a saint is like, what makes a Christian in whom the spiritual life and light of Christ shines out, I would say that a saint is someone who is aware of the presence of God with them in all that they do. The Bible tells us that in him we live and move and have our being. And Jesus calls himself the way and the truth and the life. In a life without God, people feel alone, without an anchor or a root, in a sea of chaos and greed and danger. In a life lived in Christ, we can know ourselves born of God, nurtured and taught by him, held by him as a child, fed by him, called by him, nourished by him, rewarded by him. He is our beginning and our end, the first step on our journey and the place to which we are travelling. He is the sunrise which calls us forward, the light on our path, and the signpost at that place where the path divides. He is the food which nourishes us and sustains us along the way. He is the warmth of the sun on our backs. He is the friend with whom we travel, the companion who shares our bread with us, the stranger in need who meets us on the way. In the heat of the day, he is our place of rest, a place of shade and of peace. And he is the stream of living water and the music in our ears. He is the joy of strength and health, and he is the healing balm for all our pains. He is our very breath, and his is the embrace of love which welcomes us home at our journey's end. It is to the calling of sainthood, of everyday Christian life in all its challenges, all its possibilities, to which we are all called this morning. We pray for ourselves and for one another that together we may live the joyful holiness of God's love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.